Executive brief, the golden thread, clinical leaders face obsolescence risk, not replacement risk. Medical education leaders warn that current training risks clinician skill obsolescence without integrated AI competencies. Treat, the McKinsey Global Institute estimates AI in pharma could generate nearly $100 billion annually across the U.S. healthcare system as value at stake for your enterprise. Set a 12-month target, assign accountable owners, and tie capital to workforce retooling, not just tools. Obsolescence is the erosion of clinical skills as AI assumes more decisions without parallel human upskilling. The remedy is deliberate. Build an AI-augmented workforce that protects diagnostic mastery and scales performance. Value at stake, 100 BC, cited Macro Opportunity Oversight Committee 90 Dame, Charter, revalidation triggers, clinical AI fellowship, 12 months, mid-career upskilling, calibration audits, quarterly, human versus AI accuracy review. Pillar 1, preserve diagnostic mastery, the diagnostic atrophy dilemma. Human diagnostic accuracy isn't constant throughout the day. Research shows diagnostic accuracy dips later in the day due to fatigue, a finding that illuminates both where AI can provide crucial support and where human oversight must remain razor sharp. The antidote to diagnostic atrophy lies in deliberate practice. Repeated simulation exposures produce statistically significant gains in clinical reasoning in undergraduate nursing students, confirming that structured practice improves decision quality. Healthcare organizations must implement three core mechanisms to preserve diagnostic excellence. Diagnostic mastery, mechanisms, purpose, and cadence. Mechanism, purpose, cadence, edge case rounds expose clinicians to atypical or conflicting patterns, preserve override judgment. Weekly conflicting signal simulations practice high-stakes decisions when AI and chart data or intuition conflict. Scenario-based, recurring quarterly calibration audits. Compare AI versus human accuracy by case type, target training to gaps. Quarterly pillar 2, re-engineer medical education and residency. Here's a sobering reality. Many medical schools still skip AI topics because there's no formal LCME requirement yet. This curricular gap represents a strategic vulnerability that forward-thinking institutions must address immediately. Fortunately, academic leaders have developed a roadmap. A proposed graduate competency framework outlines 6 core domains for medical AI: digital health, AI fundamentals, ethics, legal considerations, clinical applications, data analysis, and AI research and development. The implementation strategy requires threading AI competencies throughout the 4-year medical school curriculum. AI curriculum integration timeline, years 1 to 2, data literacy and AI ethics alongside basic sciences, bias awareness. Years 3 to 4, AI-assisted clinical reasoning in clerkships, override protocol practice. Residency rotations in model validation and error analysis, evaluate performance limits, micro-certifications. Modular credentials for discrete AI competencies, reinforce retention. Pillar 3, bridge the 2-tier workforce, digital natives versus veterans. Clinician skepticism toward AI is predictable and understandable. Limited transparency into AI model reasoning makes trust difficult to establish, especially among experienced clinicians who value the why behind decisions. The obsolescence crisis is real, but it is not inevitable. Organizations that act decisively on workforce development will turn vulnerability into advantage. Anastasia Rutkova, VP and Head of Business Strategy, Smart Health Systems, channel resistance productively. Organizations are applying proven change management frameworks like Cotter and ADKAR to support clinician AI adoption. Sustainable culture change requires systematic intervention, not mandate. Bridging mechanisms. Impact versus implementation effort. Invest quick wins, monitor. Consider business impact implementation effort. Reverse mentorship pods, shared dashboards. Human at the center. Positioning reflects managerial judgment. Prioritize quick wins while standing up shared dashboards. Reverse mentorship pods. Pair tech-savvy residents with experienced attendings for mutual learning. The resident provides AI fluency while the attending contributes clinical wisdom and pattern recognition expertise. Shared performance dashboards. Display human AI team metrics including accuracy rates, override frequencies, and time to diagnosis improvements. Transparency breeds trust when clinicians see measurable benefits. Human at the center culture narrative. Position AI as an intelligent teammate rather than a replacement threat. This framing emphasizes augmentation over automation, preserving clinician agency while capturing efficiency gains. Pillar 4. Credentialing and privileging for AI tools. AI model drift is a safety risk, not a theory. AI model performance can drift over time without continuous monitoring. The response: dynamic credentialing that updates with every material model change. Progressive hospitals are moving first by establishing AI oversight committees for safety monitoring, performance evaluation, and ethics compliance. Within 90 days, name the committee, publish revalidation triggers, and operationalize override capture with audit-ready fields. Effective AI credentialing requires four components. AI credentialing framework. Components and operating focus, component purpose, operating focus tool, and version-specific privileging. Match clinician competency to deployed model and version. Privilege by model version, e.g., Model X V3.1. Competency rubrics assess knowledge, skill, and judgment, capabilities, operation, safe overrides, micro-revalidation protocols. Re-verify competency when models change. Trigger on major updates, automated checks. Auditable override documentation, capture rationale for quality and legal protection. Structured logs, reviewable trails. Smart chatbot operationalizes this credentialing vision by capturing point-of-care evidence of competency through policy walkthroughs and scenario-based quizzes. The system writes results directly to credentialing databases and automatically triggers micro-revalidation workflows when algorithm versions update, ensuring privileges remain current with deployed technology. Governance, transparency, and liability. Regulatory winds are shifting toward mandatory transparency. The ONC's HTI-1 final rule elevates transparency requirements for predictive decision support interventions, making disclosure of data sources and model information regulatory obligations rather than optional best practices. 45 CFR Part 170, HTI-1. Meanwhile, liability frameworks are evolving rapidly. In malpractice cases involving AI, courts may apportion liability between clinicians, medical malpractice, and AI developers, product liability, with documentation quality influencing fault determinations. These developments demand proactive governance strategies. AI governance, action, what to embed, output artifact, action, what to embed, output artifact, HTI-1 operationalization, transparency in procurement, onboarding, clinician education, model cards, data lineage documentation, override documentation protocols, structured capture for every deviation from AI recommendations, auditable override record, QI dataset, cross-functional leadership alignment, joint operating rhythm for legal, risk, and clinical leaders, shared decision logs, charter updates, operational integration, EHR, workflow, and reimbursement. Technical integration determines whether AI tools enhance or disrupt clinical workflows. Smart on Fire and CDS hooks enable real-time, context-aware decision support directly within existing EHR interfaces, eliminating the workflow friction that kills adoption. Revenue cycle integration adds another layer of complexity and opportunity. CMS supports standardized claim formats like ANSI ASC 12 and 837P, creating pathways for compliant downstream billing automation. AI can streamline coding and documentation while maintaining regulatory compliance. Successful operational integration requires three technical foundations. Operational integration, what good looks like, and the data exhaust foundation, what good looks like, data exhaust, embedded decision support, context-aware recommendations inside the EHR workflow, no app switching, action logs, recommendation utilization, override logging, structured capture of rationale for every deviation, override reasons, safety review dataset, revenue cycle connectivity, insights flow to coding and billing with verifiable audits. Claim artifacts, audit trails. Patek Labs integrates via Smart on Fire and CDS hooks to surface policy-aware guidance in line with clinical workflows and to route override rationale and performance signals to dashboards and audit logs. Key original insight, the Clinical AI Fellowship for mid-career physicians. Current training pathways create a dangerous competency gap. The American Board of Medical Specialties now recognizes clinical informatics certification for licensed physicians, validating the need for specialized technical skills in medicine. Meanwhile, residency programs are beginning to train residents as AI users, focused on integration and evaluation. But what about the thousands of mid-career physicians who need AI competencies now? The solution: a 12-month clinical AI fellowship, designed specifically for practicing physicians who want to become departmental AI champions and super users. This intensive program would blend machine learning fundamentals with implementation science, safety protocols, and change leadership skills. The CAF curriculum would include Clinical AI Fellowship, 12 months, Modules and Outcomes, Module Core Outcomes, Technical Foundation ML Concepts, Validation Techniques, Performance Metrics, Explain Model Decisions, Implementation Science Evidence-Based Adoption, Change Management, Workflow Integration, Safety and Ethics, Bias Detection, Fairness Assessment, Ethical Frameworks, Leadership Development, Stakeholder Engagement, Communication, Translation Between Clinical and Technical Teams, Practicum Experience Model Validation, Governance Participation, Pilot Leadership, Real-World Execution. This fellowship model bridges the gap between certification pathways and frontline adoption, creating a pipeline of clinician leaders for AI transformation. Trend forecast to 2028. New hybrid roles in organizational design. Organizational structures are evolving to accommodate AI integration. Expect formal hybrid roles like clinical algorithmist, medical data scientist, and AI ethicist to emerge as bridges between clinical and technical teams. These positions represent more than job title innovation. They signal fundamental changes in how healthcare organizations structure expertise. These hybrid roles will reshape organizational charts through matrix reporting structures that span clinical departments and central analytics teams. The traditional silos between IT and clinical operations are giving way to integrated models that recognize AI as both a technical capability and a clinical competency. Key implications for talent strategy include hybrid roles, strategy implications and decisions, implication decision required, career ladder development, defined pathways from entry to senior, publish competency bands, compensation framework, benchmark premiums, set market-aligned ranges, recruitment strategy, expand sourcing channels, build academic and vendor partnerships, governance integration, clarify reporting lines and decision rights with oversight committees, measuring human-AI team performance and compensation implications. Performance measurement is evolving beyond individual metrics. Research is shifting from human versus AI comparisons to human-computer collaboration outcomes, recognizing that teamwork represents the real clinical modality. This shift has profound implications for how organizations measure success and distribute rewards. However, productivity gains don't automatically translate to individual benefits. Economic analyses suggest that AI-driven productivity improvements may not automatically benefit employed radiologists, raising important questions about compensation equity. Organizations must grapple with how to share AI-generated value fairly. Effective performance measurement requires several strategic shifts. Human-AI team performance. Practice shift rationale and data signals. Practice shift rationale data signals. Team-based metrics. Measure the true modality, human plus computer, diagnostic accuracy, safety indicators, throughput, shared gain distribution, align incentives with productivity improvements, unit-level gain sharing policies, dashboard integration, tie performance to credentialing and development, linked KPI dashboards, revalidation triggers, compensation transparency, diffuse tension by codifying distribution rules, published policy, audit trail, 12-month implementation roadmap, no regrets moves. Transformation requires systematic execution across four quarterly phases. 12-month AI workforce roadmap. Q1, foundation mandate, budget, baseline competencies, curriculum task force. Q2, pilots, edge case rounds, reverse mentorship, cultural foundations. Q3, capability micro-certifications, privileging policies, simulation labs. Q4, advanced CAF cohort, human AI dashboards, annual audits, scale programs. This phased approach balances ambition with prudence. Each quarter builds on the last while maintaining safety and trust. Methodology, how this guidance synthesizes evidence. We prioritize peer-reviewed clinical and education literature, U.S. federal guidance, ONC, FDA, CMS, and standards body recommendations. Each section cites 1 to 2 high-leverage sources and separates evidence from strategy. Claims 1-to-1 to citations for independent verification. Where guidance extends beyond current evidence, we label it as informed recommendation based on available data and established practice. Limitations of current knowledge and risk controls. Several knowledge gaps constrain current recommendations. Limited longitudinal outcomes. Few studies track the long-term effectiveness of AI curricula in medical education. most evidence comes from short-term pilot programs rather than multi-year follow-up studies. Evolving legal landscape. AI malpractice case law remains sparse and inconsistent. Liability frameworks continue developing as courts encounter novel scenarios involving algorithmic decision-making. Variable implementation success. AI oversight committee effectiveness varies significantly across organizations. Success factors remain poorly understood, making prescriptive recommendations challenging. Risk mitigation strategies include staged rollouts, comprehensive pilot testing, and rigorous audit trails. Move quickly with explicit safeguards, future outlook, and unanswered questions for C-suite leaders. Strategic leaders face several critical decisions that will shape their organization's AI readiness. Budget allocation. How much should organizations invest in five-year workforce retooling? What's the appropriate balance between technology acquisition and human capital development? Governance structure. Who should lead AI oversight committees? What qualifications and authority do these roles require? Compensation strategy. How will organizations develop unified frameworks that fairly distribute AI-generated value among stakeholders? Committee charter. What should be the top three priorities for a new AI oversight committee? Safety monitoring, transparency compliance, and privileging policy represent logical starting points. These questions do not have universal answers. They require institutional context and stakeholder input. But they represent the strategic conversations that forward-thinking leaders must initiate now. Conclusion. From obsolescence to advantage, act now. AI delivers maximum value when it augments human capabilities and compensates for human limitations, not when it attempts wholesale replacement. This augmentation approach preserves clinical excellence while capturing the efficiency and accuracy benefits that AI systems provide. The five pillars outlined in this playbook, preserving diagnostic mastery, re-engineering education, bridging workforce divides, establishing credentialing frameworks, and implementing robust governance, provide a systematic approach to workforce transformation. Success requires unwavering commitment to trust building, safety protocols, and continuous learning cultures. The obsolescence crisis is real, but it's not inevitable. Organizations that act decisively on workforce development will transform potential vulnerability into competitive advantage. The question is not whether AI will reshape clinical practice. It is whether your organization will lead that transformation or scramble to catch up. Ready to turn intent into impact? The roadmap is clear. The time for action is now. Technology evolution. Disclaimer: technology evolves rapidly. Information provided may become outdated. Always verify current best practices and documentation. Medical and legal disclaimer: this guidance is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as legal, medical, or regulatory advice. All policies and procedures should be reviewed and approved by your institution's legal, risk management, and clinical leadership teams before implementation. Healthcare organizations should consult with qualified professionals to ensure compliance with applicable laws and regulations.